Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
One of the local teams that we haven't spotlighted enough, obviously, we've been trying to get them throughout the spring. We've talked a little bit about FAU, but certainly as they are going into game four this coming week, it will be no easy chore. Actually, it will be the 27th, which will be this week. As we saw Memphis the other day, they beat a SEC team, pretty good win over Arkansas. They will come in for a contest 7 o'clock against FAU. Justin Backer, who covers the Owls for the Palm Beach Post, is watching it really closely. He's kind enough to join us. Justin, thanks so much for taking the time. Interesting game this week, obviously, coming off a bye week after the FAU-FIU game. Memphis is one of those teams, obviously, that everybody has their attention.
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me. And, you know, like you mentioned, they are, you know, 1-2, and now they're about to face Memphis at home. This is arguably the toughest game on their schedule. So, you know, you can make the argument that this is really – not the best time for this. They just lost to FIU. I mean, anybody that's been around FAU for a long time, they know that you don't lose to FIU. Like, they hadn't lost to FIU for almost a decade. It's just not something that happens. And, you know, quite frankly, they get the doors blown off of them against FIU. It wasn't really close, wasn't competitive. But, you know, there's kind of just growing pains going on right now with the program, I would say. It's a completely new regime, new head coach, new quarterback, new everything pretty much. You know, and we're seeing the flashes of brilliance at times. You know, I point to the first couple of drives against Maryland where, you know, they kept that game close the first quarter. I believe the score was even tied after the first quarter or close to it. And then, you know, obviously the result was not really what they hoped for. But, you know, we see flashes of brilliance. I feel like they just need to take better care of the ball. That's really, they've been their own worst enemy so far in these first 3 weeks. And, you know, we'll see if they clean it up against Memphis or not. It's obviously not an easy task, but it should be interesting to see nonetheless.
Well, they had this past week to kind of lick some wounds and look back at the Maryland game, look back at the win against Florida A&M, and obviously the tough loss against FIU. How do you think this last week, having this off, probably came at a good time, especially now that they're going to be hitting the conference games? You know, I mean, they have Memphis, Rice, UAB, Navy, South Florida coming up. Not an easy road by any stretch. But do you think this bye week kind of came at a good time to kind of reevaluate after the first three games?
Well, yeah, I mean, you would hope that they're kind of taking a mental reset a little bit. I'm sure the FIU game was a bit of a wake-up call, if you will, because, you know, there was obviously a lot of hype around the program coming into the season. You know, you have an air raid style coach coming in. There's an explosive offense. You have big transfers coming in. A lot of people are excited. And now I'm sure a lot of people are a little less excited after losing to FIU, you know, an in-state rival, somebody that, you know, a lot of people have a lot of, I wouldn't say animosity, but there's a rivalry there. So, you know, I'm sure for both the fan base and the team alike, I'm sure this came at a really good time because, like you said, they're entering conference play. So if they want to have a good season, make a bowl game, it needs to happen now. I mean, losing to FIU should serve as kind of that wake-up call, I would say.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point, too. You know, in the FIU game, it's a recruiting rivalry. You know, I mean, people have to understand, not only is it a rival game and, you know, something that they've played, as you mentioned, for a number of years, but there's a lot of recruits that will be watching a game like that. And like I said, one game doesn't make a difference because we talked about Miami-Notre Dame, oh, what a great atmosphere, and all those kids are going to make their decision, and most of them forgot about that game already, you know, so it comes and goes. But with the FIU-FAU rivalry, and you know, Justin, I mean, it's a 12-month thing. It's something that, you know, either you're going to go to the FAU camp or the FIU camp. You're going to go to the FAU 7-on-7 or the FIU 7-on-7. You're going to go to the FAU game or the FIU game. They parallel each other, and obviously a game like that. But you got to kind of pull up the bootstraps, because from what I saw about Memphis, and I saw Rice compete as well, and then you look at UAB, took a pretty hard loss, but then you got USF, and you got Navy, and you got that Tulsa team that won a big, big game over Oklahoma State, and then you got Tulane, UConn, and East Carolina, and it's not easy. The conference is tough, and certainly they're going to have to find out a lot about some of these kids. And this is going to be a time, and I'm sure you admit that a lot of these older players and these veteran players are going to have to, you know, say, hey, listen, let's pull it up. Let's, you know, Memphis is going to be a great team, you know, but this isn't Ohio State. This is Memphis, their conference team. Talk about this game, you know, because you saw as well as I did the way they beat Arkansas last week.
Yeah, I mean, that's like we've said, it's not an easy opponent. They just beat an SEC team. Obviously, it's coming at kind of a weird time for them. FA is coming off the bye week, obviously coming off a disappointing loss to FIU, like we've said. You know, they're underdogs in this game. I wouldn't be too disappointed, obviously, if I'm an FAU fan, for example. I wouldn't be too disappointed if they lose to Memphis, but I would look for them to keep it close, look for them to kind of keep it competitive. You know, take care of the ball a little bit. Because like I said, you know, you look at the stats, you look at the 8 touchdowns that they've thrown this year, and you go, wow, that's, you know, they already have thrown 8 touchdowns through 3 games. That's obviously different from what we saw last year where, you know, the offense really struggled. But then you look a little further and you go, okay, well, they've also thrown 7 interceptions so far this season. So they're kind of their own worst enemy in a way. They look great for, you know, periods of time, stretches of the game. The offense is flowing. It's fast. It's explosive. And then they throw, you know, numerous interceptions in a row, kind of force the issue. And you just want them to take better care of the ball. That's really the only way that they'll be able to keep this game with Memphis close, in my opinion.
Yeah, a lot of new faces on defense, kind of, you know, kind of testing them a little bit early on. Yeah, I mean, talent, yes, but a lot of new faces. And then obviously on the offensive side, especially in an offense that you alluded to before with the air raid, the kid Caton Veldkamp, how's he looking these games?
Like I've said, flashes of brilliance and flashes of not so brilliance. I mean, sometimes, you know, he kind of forces the issue, throws it towards maybe, you know, one too many defenders and ends up throwing a lot of interceptions. I look at the Maryland game where I believe he threw 4 interceptions. I mean, it's very uncharacteristic of someone like him. This kid just won Conference USA Player of the Year last year with Western Kentucky. So, you know, seeing kind of making the jump to the AAC, I guess he's feeling the growing pains a little bit of doing that because, you know, it's, like I said, flashes of brilliance and just sometimes forcing the issue, kind of mixed bag.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's going to be, like you said, uphill climb. But certainly, like you said, if they keep things close this week, 7 o'clock kickoff, at least there'll be a lot of people maybe, you know, kind of gravitating towards the game. There's not a, you know, there's not a lot local going on as far as that's concerned. So maybe they could, you know, get some of the alumni, get a lot of the local high school kids that, like we said, that are on the fence between them and maybe a couple of other schools. Justin, let everybody know how they can follow your social media as well as all the things that you do for the Palm Beach Post.
Yeah, absolutely. So I cover FAU athletics for the Palm Beach Post. You can find it in both the physical paper and online on the Palm Beach Post. I cover football and basketball. And on social media, you can find me on X. Just my username is just my name, just Justin Backer. So, yeah.
Good stuff, man. I can't thank you enough for stopping by. We'll talk soon. Let's get those Owls on a roll. And then when we talk again, we'll be able to talk about some more positives.
Certainly. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Justin Backer joined us from the Palm Beach Post, talking a little FAU football. I know things aren't going as great in Boca Raton, but you know what? There's a long season ahead. There's a lot of lessons to be learned, so we'll check that out as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts say treat athletes of all levels, active adults, youth athletes, elite pros, everyone. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, wrap up hour number one, Jas Santana from the Sixth Ring Canes. We talk University of Miami football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.